So, we're having a chat with Evelyn Laurie up there in Paisley in Scotland. How are you this morning, Evelyn?
I'm very well, Peter. How are you?
Bearing up, all things considered. Once the technology works, I'm fine. Yeah, that's great. So, tell us about the first time you walked on stage.
The first time I walked on stage, I was 4 years old.
Wow.
And it was a talent show when we were on holiday in Arbroath in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Ah, well, there you are. That would have got the audience going, I'm sure.
I don't really remember. I remember that the MC bent down to hold the microphone for me, and I grabbed the microphone and held it myself
so that I could
do my own song.
Oh, so of course. You're obviously very...
I think that was the start.
Yeah, and you haven't let go of the microphone since.
Well, yeah. I didn't win, though.
No. But just the fun of taking part, I guess.
Yeah.
So I suppose at 4 years of age, you must have had some... you must have been listening to music somehow or another and just liked it, I suppose. I mean, that's the way these things go, isn't it?
I think I just always was singing. And, yeah.
You were born singing. You were born singing, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. I used to be brought out for family parties.
Oh, did you?
Doing a party piece.
I can just see it in my mind's eye now. Yeah, that's right. You were the entertainment.
They probably bribed me.
Yes, an extra piece of cake or something of that
pocket
sort.
Pocket money and sweeties,
yeah, that's it. So you've sort of just went on from there, really, I suppose, doing all the usual kind of things, choirs, choruses. Oh, and a few drunken parties, it says in your notes.
Yes, well, it's true.
So then you then jazz came into your life, I guess. After you'd been singing for a while, what was the turning point?
I think that was about maybe 14, 15 years ago, I had been singing in choirs, and this was an opportunity to really kind of find my own voice.
Oh, right, yes.
I attended a vocal workshop run by a Scottish sort of grandmummy of jazz up here, Fiona Duncan.
Yeah.
And I think, first of all, got hooked on the workshops.
Yes.
And then started going to open mics and then little gigs and then bigger gigs.
Yeah.
It's just kind of gone along like that.
Yeah, and you kind of developed your own style on the way, so to speak, yeah?
Well, because I think you start out thinking, I'm going to sing like Billie Holiday, or I'm going to sing like Ella Fitzgerald, and then, you know, you have to realise there is only one Billie Holiday, only one.
Yes.
And you really have to trust that it's okay to sound like yourself, because nobody else does.
Exactly the point. I've spoken to one or two entertainers, and they've kind of more or less said the same thing. I spoke with a comedian some time back, and he was... very, very unique. I won't mention who he is. And when he decided to try and be like somebody else, it wasn't quite the same. And he was advised, no, you've got to be yourself. Because if you're copying somebody else, then people just think you're a clone and you're not very innovative, really, and aren't that interested, you know. So your own style is very important to you, isn't it? So what would set you apart? Just your voice, do you think?
Yeah, I hope so.
People would say Evelyn. That's Evelyn Laurie, that is. You know, you can hear the voice with your eyes shut, so to speak, and you can identify you can identify the person, you know, even if they haven't been introduced. So do you have kind of favourite, you obviously have favourite pieces of music, I would imagine. You must enjoy singing some songs more than others. I mean, is that true? Or?
Well, I'm a huge Chet Baker fan.
Are you?
You know, he was a beautiful singer as well as a trumpeter.
Yeah.
So, I do a few of his. There's one on my album, I Fall in Love Too Easily, which really is because Chet does it so well that I wanted to do that one.
You've just given me some clues now. the playlist is developing in my mind now at this very point. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, Chet Baker. Yes, there we are. And you've obviously mentioned Billie Holiday and one or two others, Ella Fitzgerald, I suppose.
Shirley Horn is another one who people tend not to know so much, but she was a wonderful piano player as well. Miles Davis loved working with her.
Yeah,
and but she's a great singer, and she puts so much space.
Yes.
Into the way she sings.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That gives you your own, I suppose, a template to work with, doesn't it? You know, you think, well, I'll incorporate some of that and some of this and so on and so forth. Do you write your own music?
I have done, yes. There are a couple of tracks, songs on the album that I wrote or co-wrote, mm-hmm. and I've got lots of songs that are kind of half written or bits partly written, so I really plan for the next one to have some more of my own on there.
Yeah. A little bit of me. That's your debut album, isn't it? That was released back in, was it October?
October.
Yeah, there you are. You see, I've just shown.
You've done the research.
Well, but it's on your website, isn't it? You know, doesn't take too much to read it off there, really, to be honest. Yeah, so that's great. And you don't get much often or very often down south of the border, do you? I mean, you are up in Scotland, so people in the Cotswolds would have to look you up on the Spotify playlist or something of that sort, wouldn't they? And
well, I'm hoping to actually be down in Lincoln.
All right.
In the next few months, because they made the Lincoln City Radio made the album, their Jazz Album of the Year.
Did they?
Last year, so I have to go down to get an award.
Oh, right. There you are now.
So hopefully that will include a gig. And I have another gig coming up in Kirkcaldy on the 1st of March.
Yep.
This side of the country.
Yeah.
That's a fundraiser in support of a new jazz festival that they're hoping to get off the ground there.
Okay, which
is great for musicians.
Yeah, so you've got things in the pipeline, haven't you? That's keeping you busy. And how much practice a day do? Do you find you have to kind of keep your voice in? Do you play instrument as well, or is it just singing?
I don't play an instrument.
No.
And one should warm up every day.
Yeah.
I don't quite manage that every day, formally, but I'm always singing.
Yes,
away to myself anyway.
Of course, yes, of course. It's remembering the lyrics. I'm amazed at singers who can go on, you know, and they can do, you know, a set list of, I don't know, 10, maybe 15 tracks in the course of an evening. And you think, you know, even if you've sung a song a million times before, there's always that moment you're going to get a bit of like white out, you know, you're not going to see quite remember the words. I've seen singers do that, you know, and it must be quite a challenge, really, quite a challenge.
Well, Ella Fitzgerald was famous for making up her own words whenever she forgot them. She just kept singing whatever came into her head, so, you know, she got away with it.
Yes, I think somebody once said that to me when I was doing a little bit of singing. I don't do it professional or even amateur at that matter, but it was at a party, you know, the sort of thing. And I said, what do you do when you forget the words? He said, make some up. Like, they're not usually listening anyway. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But there we are.
To be honest, I usually have crib sheets in front of me.
Of course,
anyway.
Yes. I think that's no bad thing.
Try not to.
That's no bad thing. That's no bad thing at all. Well, Evelyn, all success with the album. Are sales going well, as the saying goes, or is that just something else?
Trickling away.
Trickling.
I mean, it's available in all the various sort of
outlets.
Sort of streaming, download, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and it takes a while before you actually know.
Of course. Yes.
But it did reach number 14 in Amazon's digital jazz chart. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you've had a top 20 album.
Yeah,
you can say that, can't you? You can say, and you had and your album was Album of the Year, Jazz Album of the Year for
yeah, it's award-winning.
award-winning top 20 album, you see.
Yeah, sounds good.
Absolutely, you've got to put that on your CV somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll get on a T-shirt. Yeah, that's a good T-shirt for it, Evelyn. And I suppose you are, as the saying goes, available for all sorts of events when people require them, even down here in the Cotswolds.
Yes, and I would be happy to come and visit the Cotswolds.
There you are. Now you see, there's an open invitation. Evelyn Laurie, thank you ever so much for taking the time to speak with us. All success with your album and future gigs and so forth, and with the festival in Kirkcaldy. And as I say, thank you very much for speaking with us. Bye.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.